We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo and his friends were rescued from the clutches of Van Chu by the Kublai Khan. And the great Khan was so pleased at what Marco Polo had done that he appointed him as governor of his province, Armenia. He also rewarded Toktai by appointing him governor of the city of Pekin. The great Khan announced that he was quite prepared to trade with Venice, thereby bringing gladness to the hearts of Niccolo and Matteo Polo. He also stated that he was about to take a tour of his dominions, and he desired Marco Polo, Niccolo, and Matteo to accompany him. The Princess Delana still desired to wed Marco, and the great Khan arranged that the wedding should take place before he started on his journey. The day before the wedding, Marco Polo was accosted by Toktai, who declared his love for Zelana and swore that he would kill himself because she would not return his love.
Toktai, those are rash words. How do you know that the Princess Zelana does not return your love?
Why, she is to wed you. She has no eyes for anyone but you.
Toktai, you are mistaken. While I have the greatest respect for the Princess Zelana, I do not love her.
You lie.
I do not lie. But I am grateful to the Princess Zelana because she saved my life and the lives of my companions. If I can pay my debt by marrying her, then I am willing to pay that debt. But I think that if you are patient, then Zelana will in time come to love you. Oh, Toktai, you are conferring a boon on me.
I am conferring a boon on you? What words are these, Marco Polo?
Well, you have told me of your love for Zelana, and I can assure you that I will speak with her and tell her of that love.
You must not do that. She has no eyes for me. The great Khan has bestowed her hand on you, and the heart of Toktai is heavy.
Oh, be of good cheer, my friend. I am soon going on a journey with the Khan, and then I will remain for some time in the province of Armenia. During my absence, Zelana will be in your charge, Toktai.
She will be your wife. Toktai is a man of honor.
She may not be my wife. I will go and speak with Zelana now. You will keep your own counsel. Leave everything in my hands. You are a brave and courageous man. You deserve to marry the woman you love. And Marco Polo promises to help you.
Those are crude words, Marco Polo. It is too late to help me now. Say you that Zelana is so fickle that she could stop loving you and start to love me?
It has been my experience that all women are fickle, my friend.
Now you shall die. You shall not insult the Princess Zelana.
Don't threaten me with that knife, Toktai. I did not mean to insult the princess. Now, if you leave everything in my hands, you may yet find happiness. But you must give me your promise that you will not attempt to take your own life.
Your words give me new hope. But do you jest with me, or do you speak the truth?
I swear I speak the truth now. Come, Toktai. Your promise.
I promise that I will not attempt to end my own life.
It is well. I go now to seek out the Princess Zelana. I will meet you here in 2 hours' time. Then, mayhap, I will have some news for you.
Marco Polo made his way to the apartments of the Princess Zelana, and he found there was great activity. Zelana was supervising the finishing touches to her glorious wedding gown. Maids, ladies-in-waiting, and servants bustled around her. Marco Polo surveyed the scene for a moment.
Zelana! Zelana!
Oh, Marco Polo, I did not expect to see you today. Look at the silks and satins which the great Khan has sent me from his treasure house.
They are indeed very beautiful. Will you send those women away? I wish to have speech with you.
Oh, my impetuous lover, you cannot bear to be away from me for long. Very well, we shall have a few minutes alone together. Oh, but I have much to do today, Marco Polo.
Oh, I will not detain you for long.
Go. Go, all of you. I will beat upon the gong when I require your services again.
Zelana, I have a matter of great import to discuss with you.
Come, Marco Polo. Sit beside me on this divan. You look so handsome today.
And you look very beautiful.
Have you no caresses for me, Marco Polo?
One moment, Zelana. You know that very soon I leave for Armenia to take up my duties as governor. That I am going to journey through the dominions with the great Khan.
I know, I know.
Well, I wish our wedding to be postponed until I return.
But Marco Polo, What does it mean? Have you ceased to love me?
Oh, hear me, Zolana. I haven't told you this before, but I desire my other wives to be present at the wedding.
Your other wives? Oh, no, Marco Polo.
Well, is it not the custom in this land that when a man takes a wife, his other wives shall be present at the ceremony?
It is the custom, but you did not tell me that you had other wives. You stated that it was the custom in your land to take one wife only.
Oh, did I say that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Zolana. Oh,
you have deceived me greatly. I think I hate you. I hate your wives, too. But of course I will be your head wife. The others will have to obey my orders.
Oh, yes, of course.
Describe your other wife to me. Who is your head wife now? Tell me what she looks like.
Well, she's very tall and very fat.
Oh.
And she has a loud voice, and she's very jealous.
Oh, I do not think I will like her very much. Can you not kill her or give her away to someone else, Marco Polo?
Oh, I couldn't do that. But are you sure that you do love me, Zolana?
Oh, you are very handsome.
Yes, but not as handsome as Toktai. And he is a man of your own race.
Toktai is indeed handsome. You know, Marco Polo, if you had not come into my life, I think I could have fallen in love with Toktai.
He is one of the finest men I know. It was by his efforts alone that the Khan was saved. And I can tell you this, Zolana. I happen to know that Toktai is very much in love with you.
Oh, poor Toktai. And I have been so cold and distant to him. But then that is correct. For after all, I am your promised wife.
Yes, of course. But Toktai is not married yet. And I have four wives, and he has none.
I think Toktai is the type who would only love one woman.
That is what I think.
But why should we talk about Toktai all the time? I want to hear about your wives.
Ah, the great Khan comes this way.
We must bow down before him.
You may rise. But I came to see Zolana and wish her well, to ask if she liked the many precious materials which I sent
her. Oh, they are beautiful, Most High. I am more than grateful to you. But I am afraid the wedding will have to be postponed.
What is this? The wedding postponed? Why, have you quarreled?
No.
Oh, no, Most High. We have not quarreled, but by the laws of this land, all a man's wives must be present at the time of his wedding. And I wish to send for my other wives.
You have other wives, Marco Polo, but you are a Christian. I understand that Christians only take one wife.
Well, you see, there are different laws, O Most High. And I would like my other wives to be present with your permission, of course.
Oh, it is the law of the land, but it will take some time for your other wives to arrive here, Marco Polo.
Yes, I know that, Most High. Therefore, I suggest that we postpone the wedding until my return from Armenia. I know that Zolana is prepared to wait for me.
I am willing to wait until eternity, if necessary, Marco Polo.
Oh, it may not be necessary to wait as long as that.
Oh, such devotion I have never seen. Well, I think you are right, Marco Polo. It would be as well to have your other wives present at the ceremony. I shall issue a proclamation that the wedding is to be postponed until you return.
Oh, I know it will be quite safe to leave Zolana here in Pekin in the care of Toktai.
Well, I shall speak to Toktai. He is to watch over the princess and guard her. And when you return, mayhap your wives will be here. Then we will have a magnificent Eastern wedding. But whom will you send for your wives?
Well, you desire my father and my uncle to accompany you on our journey, Great Khan.
Yes, they must go with us. Bid your servant Benno return to Venice. I shall give him a special escort to the coast. That escort will wait until he returns with your wives. Now, does that satisfy you, Marco Polo?
It does, Most High, and I thank you for your kindness. I must go now and tell Benno of his forthcoming journey.
Marco Polo, you will spend some time with me today?
Oh, I will spend much time with you, Zolana, but I must give my servant his orders now. By the leave of the great Khan, I will withdraw.
You may withdraw, Marco Polo.
Marco Polo made his way to his own apartments, and there he found his father studying a map. Niccolo Polo looked up as his son entered. He greeted him cordially.
Well, Marco, are you excited at the prospect of your wedding?
No. Can you tell me where I can find Benno?
Oh, he went to town with your uncle Maffeo. They were to make some purchases for the forthcoming journey. Did you know the Khan is taking 6 elephants with him? He's also taking an army of 10,000, all mounted on the best horses. There will be 2,000 workmen to erect camp wherever we wish to stay for the night. We shall certainly be traveling in the greatest luxury.
Yes, Father. I must find Benno at once.
Oh, he will return soon. But stay, my son. Look you on this map. This is the route which we will take.
Yes, well, I must see Benno before the Khan speaks with him.
But Khan will not speak with Benno. He dislikes speaking to servants. Now, tell me about your forthcoming wedding, my son.
There will be no wedding.
What? Don't tell me you've refused to marry Princess Ilana. All arrangements have been made for the wedding.
The Khan has altered his mind. The wedding is to be postponed until I return from Armenia.
Oh, how did you persuade him to change his mind?
I used a subterfuge. You know that it is the law of this land that if a man marries, all his wives must be present at the ceremony.
Well, you have no other wives, Marco.
On the contrary, Father, I have 4 other wives.
What? Come now, Marco. This is no time for jesting.
Well, the Khan believes that I have 4 other wives.
Marco, I say nothing for you. What's the meaning of this nonsense?
Why, what ails you, Uncle Matthew?
An officer approached me and stated that your wedding had been postponed until such time as Benno returns from Venice with your other wife.
Well, that is correct.
There you are, Niccolo. I always told you that Marco was deceitful. Apparently, he has wives all over Venice.
If you will only let me explain, but where is Benno?
He has been taken before the Khan to receive certain instructions for his journey to Venice.
That fool Benno will tell the Khan the truth. Let me pass. I must intercept Benno.